chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my virtual table with me today, Elise Levine, and you are all the way out in California, so it's the crack of dawn there for you. And I'm really looking forward to talking with you. You are what an interesting background you have. Among other things, you're a nutrition advisor to Lance Armstrong's LiveStrong.com, and tell us some more about you.
Wow. well, I'm a registered dietitian.
Yeah.
I have a master's in clinical science and clinical nutrition. The majority of what I do is in my private practice, doing individualized nutrition counseling, but I also do a lot of contract work for different companies, and am, as you said, the nutrition advisor for LiveStrong.com.
Well, and you've been on Good Morning America, Extra, Discovery Health.
I have. I do quite a bit of media. Yeah.
Yeah. And you also have been featured in USA Today and Shape magazines. Health, self, and all that. That, gosh, do you have time? No wonder you stay in shape. You're just burning calories all the time.
I'm trying to do it all, burning the candle a bit at both ends, but I'm happy doing it all. So,
well, so how did one of the things I want us to talk about is, you know, summer's coming and people have already started, their swimsuits are already in the stores and people are looking at them. And I overheard some women the other day saying, I've got to stop eating. And
you got it. The familiar words that you hear as we hit summer and people going to those bad diets lose the quick fix, you know. And what I'm here to tell you is really that's not what you want to be doing. You really want to focus instead on healthy eating practices and maintaining an active lifestyle by doing things you can really maintain all year round.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Well, I mean, how do you... I guess it's all about a lifestyle change, and that's what they say about all programs where you're trying to actually make some changes to your body. And I think
it really is. Yes, it's lifestyle changes. That's the key word. And I have a bunch of different tips of things that you can start working on.
Oh, good.
To improve your health.
I'm taking notes.
So just generally speaking, I think one of the best things you can do is really focus on eating a more well-balanced, nutrient-dense diet. You want to choose wholesome, unprocessed foods. And unprocessed is really important, especially when it comes to snack foods. Sometimes people think they have to eliminate all their snacks to get to a healthy weight, but really what they want to do is incorporate snacks, but choose healthy, unprocessed ones. So things like fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts, such as pistachios, whole grain crackers, non-fat yogurts, low-fat cheeses. These are all nutrient-dense foods that are going to help keep your energy level up throughout the day and help to prevent you from overeating once the mealtime comes.
So you can get filled up on those kind of snacks.
You can. It's going to be much more satiating. And the difference between those and the typical snack choices, which are things like those prepackaged 100-calorie packs of refined carbs, what they do is basically nothing in terms of sustaining you or, you know, keeping you satisfied to the next meal. And they're loaded in artificial ingredients and preservatives, nothing really nutrient-dense.
So that's where empty calories come from.
You got it. Empty calories, and it has an impact on your wallet because those snacks are not so cheap when they're prepackaged for you.
They are not. I always tell people to shop the perimeter of the store, and you know, I don't.
Great tip.
I do not go down the middle aisles for. I mean, I'll buy pasta, go down that aisle, but I mean, all that other stuff just scares me. I actually tried to find some. I had a medical procedure, and I was having to have Jell-O, and looking at the Jell-O aisle scared me.
Yes, it is amazing how much, you know, the way foods are positioned throughout the market can affect your food choices. So staying in the perimeter is a great tip. Also watching out for those end of aisle sales and colorfully packaged products are very appealing, but usually not the healthiest.
Well, and buy one, get free 10 free.
You got it.
That'll get you.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I was reading here, it's a take the 49 nut challenge. What on earth?
Yes. This is great. You know, taking the 49 nut challenge, this is basically eating one serving of pistachios a day to improve your health. There's been a lot of research that shows that pistachios can help lower your cholesterol levels and decrease your cardiovascular disease risk, decrease your diabetes risks. But one of my favorite things about pistachios is that you can actually have 49 nuts in just one serving. This is more than any other snack nut out there. So it really is going to satiate you.
And how many servings a day?
Just taking one a day is what the one serving a day is what the pistachio nut challenge is. And you can get a lot more information on this through the greennut.org website.
Okay, the greennut.org.
So
do you do that? I mean, is that one of your regimes?
Well, pistachios happen to be one of my favorite snacks. I really do enjoy them, and they're portable, and they're pretty non-perishable, so I can keep them in my purse, I can keep them in my office desk, so I tend to be grabbing them, you know, throughout the day whenever I need a little energy boost.
So you just get up every morning and count out 49 nuts in a baggie?
I don't know if I do the exact 49, but I take a pretty good, measuring cup worth to portion out for myself.
I think once you've looked at it, you probably can guess how many. Well, I mean, they're wonderful.
Exactly, pretty good eyeball. Yeah,
they're really wonderful, and I'm guessing that you're talking about the natural ones and not the ones that are painted red, dyed red.
Yes, I like the green colored pistachios. Those are what I'm referring to.
So, you can't just do that alone. You're going to need to ride a bike or exercise or something.
You're right. You know, diet's one half of it. There is that physical activity aspect of it too. And you really do want to focus on getting physical activity into your daily diet, or agenda. And so it's the little things that are going to make a big difference. A lot of people say they don't have time to go to the gym for that whole hour a day and they can't fit it into their schedule, but that's not what you have to do. Even little things like walking or biking instead of always taking your car, or when you're meeting up with a friend for a date, go on a hiking date or a walking date instead of to the movies or to get, over a meal. Mm-hmm. It's these little things that are going to make a difference. I often tell clients to buy a pedometer and wear a pedometer to count your daily steps. This is going to help motivate you to take the stairs instead of the elevator, or park your car further away from your destination. The little things, again, will add up.
What a great idea. Well, we're going to have to go to break here in a few minutes. And when we come back, I want us to talk a little bit about livestrong.com, which is Lance Armstrong's, that's his website that he created that organization. Is that correct?
Yes, his foundation.
We'll talk a little bit of great healthy tips. Yeah, yeah. and I want to talk a little bit more about this food tracker tool that you have.
Great.
And a little bit more about greennut.org. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am here today with, sort of here. She's in California. We're opposite coasts. Elise Levine, and you are a nutritionist. And we're talking about getting ready for summer and swimsuit body. She said bikini body. I've never worn a bikini, never will. But there's something in here about food tracker tool. And gosh, tell me about that. That sounds fascinating.
So livestrong.com has actually a free tool on its website. It's called My Plate, and it's a way to track your intake. It has over 1.2 million recordable food options within its database, so it's the largest out there. And journaling, this is basically a form of food journaling, has been shown to really help people maintain a healthy weight or lose weight if they need to and meet their health goals. So it's a great tool to use.
Do you use it? Oh, you probably know it by now.
I do. A lot of my clients also use it. Again, the online version is free. You can also download it as an app on your phone, and that's a great thing to have with you on the go and always be able to put in your foods right after you eat them.
Oh, download it on your phone. That's great. Well, so let's back up a little bit have you always been in California?
I have been in California for about 5 years. I was on the East Coast before then.
Oh, were you? Do you find the that each coast looks at things different nutritionally? Is that a fair question?
I was in New York City before for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I've been doing the majority of my work. And New York and L.A. are somewhat similar in their approaches. Mm-hmm. So not such a huge difference.
So Livestrong.com.
Yes.
Tell me how that started.
Well, Livestrong.com, Lance Armstrong, has been really an inspiration for millions around the world in this fight against cancer and just obviously performance as a renowned athlete. He is promoting and helping to build Livestrong.com, which is basically a site or a place to go for a wealth of nutrition and fitness information. There's a community there. There's different people with health goals to kind of be inspired by each other. There's lots of tracking tools, such as the one I told you about, MyPlate. There's also the ability to track your fitness and your exercise routines as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just a wealth of information to read about different nutrition topics and fitness topics. So,
Have you helped design menus and stuff, taking into account trying to help with an illness?
I don't actually on Livestrong.com. You're asking?
Yeah. Well, that and in your real life.
In my practice, I'm helping clients day to day on an individualized basis to help create plans that are appropriate for them,
mm-hmm.
given their different nutritional needs, health requirements, background, etc. For Livestrong.com, I'm helping with more general content and any media inquiries that come their way.
So a lot of our listeners, I don't know if you know a whole lot about Chapel Hill and the Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill area, but we have just sort of zoomed out in the last couple of years as a huge food community and very supportive of local farmers and buying locally, eating within 50 miles of the farm, and so our listeners are they're all food lovers and they're wine lovers. And don't you think that knowing where your food came from is really important to what goes into your daily diet?
100%. It's important for the environment. It's also important exactly for the reasons you're saying, what you're putting into your body, what you're feeding your body with. By going locally, less processed, getting foods closer to nature, you're going to cut out a lot of the preservatives and artificial ingredients that are put into a lot of packaged foods. And that is really important. So one tip I also oftentimes give clients is if you're looking at food products that are packaged, check out the ingredient list. Don't just look at the nutrition facts. How long is that ingredient list? How many of those ingredients can you actually pronounce? What do you understand in terms of the ingredients that are put into the foods that you're eating? The shorter, the better, obviously. That's an indication that it's less processed.
Isn't that funny that people will not read a label?
Oh, a lot of times people just focus in on calories. That's the only thing they're looking at, but it's the quality of the food that you should be concerned with, too.
Well, that's true. Have you ever been to Chapel Hill?
I have two siblings that actually went to school in the area,
uh-huh.
So I've been there a few times, but not for long periods of time.
Well, it's been really a wonderful thing to watch. I grew up here, and I don't remember us being a big food community at that point, but the slow food movement is really big here, and we have just an abundance of farmers markets and.
Wonderful to hear. Yeah.
The farmers.
Yeah, it's definitely happening more and more throughout the country as well, which is obviously all great news. Yeah. Farmers markets are phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Well, they are. And they can tell you what's in something and where it was yesterday. But the nice thing, I think, is a lot of our farmers now grow things specifically for a particular restaurant or a particular chef in the area. And
You'll find all the local restaurant chefs at those farmers markets first thing in the morning getting the best of the pick. That's sure.
They're there way before the rest of us are there, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
So have you already started getting into bathing in swimsuit shape? You probably already are.
Well, I'm actually 6 months pregnant. I'm not so looking forward to the bikini season, but for other reasons. Still trying to stay active and eat healthy, though. That's definitely still a priority.
Well, now you know, nowadays people, you see a lot of pregnant women in bikinis and a lot of pregnant women in practically nothing, so.
That is true. That is true. I don't know if that's what I'll be sporting, but that is true.
I guess your diet, some of these things would change when you're pregnant, right?
I honestly don't think so. I try to still maintain a very well-balanced diet that's nutrient-dense, going for wholesome foods, and snacking is crucial. That's probably one of the biggest things with being pregnant. You want to incorporate a few more snacks in throughout the day. It's really important to eat often and not get those low blood sugars. But what you snack on is crucial. So choosing, again, unprocessed foods, like I was saying before, fruits and vegetables and nuts like the pistachios are great, and whole grain crackers and low-fat or non-fat dairy products. These are all foods that I oftentimes have on hand because they're going to keep me energized and prevent those swings in my blood sugars.
Well, we're going to have to go to run to break real quick. Don't go away. We're talking to Elise Levine. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am here today with my guest, Elise Levine from California. She's been up forever, and I'm impressed. I haven't been up that long. Before the show's over, I want us to talk a little bit more about the greennut.org. Tell me about that.
Well, the greennut.org is a website where you can find a wealth of information on pistachios and the health benefits of pistachios and how to incorporate pistachios into your daily diet. They're not only a fantastic snack food to have on hand, but they're also a great addition to different recipes. And you can find a variety of different recipes incorporating pistachios into them on the site.
So, is pistachio oil and all that stuff, is it good for you as they say it is?
Yeah, pistachio oil is great for you. Pistachios really, in just about any form, you're going to get some of the health benefits. But my favorite is just eating them in their natural state, the pistachio nut. I love even taking them out of the shells. It's something for me to do with my hands and keep me busy. It's a fantastic snack. The best thing about them is the serving size. That's what I love. They one ounce or one serving of pistachio nuts, you get 49 nuts. That's more than any other snack nut out there. So you really do feel like you get a substantial amount in a serving.
So do you make your own peanut butter, your own pistachio nut butter and stuff like that? Do you do a lot of cooking?
I do cooking. I'm probably not that good. I'm trying to juggle a lot, so I don't usually grind my own nut butters. But pistachio nut butter is a great spread to use as well.
And you can get that at most health food stores, right?
Yeah, a lot of health food stores will carry it, yeah, for sure.
Well, I love pistachio nut oil. I mean, what it can do to a salad. It adds something so wonderful. And the minute you open the bottle, you're just overtaken with the aroma of it's a warm nut feeling, even when they're not warm.
Yeah, and pistachios are so versatile. I mean, you really can use them in all different types of dishes, things from savory dishes to sweet dishes, desserts, appetizers, soups, main courses. There's just so many ways to use them.
Did you grow up eating a lot of nuts as a kid?
Yeah, I think probably more as I've gotten older, but I do love them, and I have young kids that are not allergic, and I oftentimes give them nuts and incorporate them into their diets as well.
So are there other nuts that are recommended? I mean, I
love it. There's lots of healthy nuts out there. All nuts have health benefits, but I really do love the taste of pistachios. And again, the serving size, I think, is fantastic. Some other nuts, you really have to watch the serving or else the calories really can get out of hand if you take huge handfuls of them. Pistachios, not so much the case. One of my favorite recipes that I actually oftentimes give to my son, who loves it too, is a pistachio-crusted fish, which is fantastic.
Oh.
I don't know if you've ever made any of those.
I think I'm going to try that this weekend. That sounds wonderful. Well, Elise, this has been really wonderful, and I can't thank you enough for coming and spending time with us. Please, everybody, go check out livestrong.com and look for that little food tracker tool. And
My Plate.
And check out thegreennut.org and find out everything you want to know about pistachios. I'm going to try that fish. What kind of fish?
I usually like a white flaky fish, I think is best. But you can try a bunch of options. Again, there's going to be, I'm sure, a bunch of different recipes with pistachio-crusted fish on the greennut.org website.
Well, thank you for getting up and talking with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.